4 DJW, Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, listening.
DJW, KP 4 CPA. Dave, how are you doing tonight?
It's Dave. I'm just checking out the speed of EchoLink when you're with the shortened squelch tail, just to see how fast that transmit button comes back. How you doing this evening?
Copy.
I thought out of that last transmission was the word copy. Are you copying me okay?
In dead spot back there. I couldn't move. Yeah, I said Dave. What did you think I said?
Because I'm trying a couple of things out at the same time. This is the first time I've used EchoLink since we've got the shortened squelch tail on the repeater. So just seeing how fast I get the transmit button back. And then in addition, I added a Wi-Fi extender to my house, so I'm going through the Wi-Fi extender to get to the EchoLink node. I don't know. That may be causing delays. W4DJW.
I tell you, I rolled like 2 inches and I completely lost the repeater, and I rolled 2 more inches and I had it full quieting.
Oh, well, I'll wait till you get in a better location. I'll go on standby and wait for you to get to a better location or for somebody else that might.
I'll be okay. Might be a little scratchy here and there, but still, especially on Baywood, there's just some real noisy places. But yeah, you sound good on EchoLink. Yeah, I would try keying up quicker and seeing what happens.
Well, this is as fast as I could key up after you started talking. I have to wait till the transmit button appears, and it doesn't appear until EchoLink says nobody's transmitting on the other side. So that was as quick as I could respond. Did that seem like there was a delay?
Just a slight delay. I mean, it's not like I'm sitting here going, well, where'd you go? Kind of delay. But, I mean, that's fine. Like I said, it sounds real good. Yeah, that's the way I used it when I was up in TR. I got on EchoLink a little bit. Just went through the. I think we were with Charter then, whatever they call it now.
We'll try out crossband repeat next. I haven't really focused on taking advantage of the benefits. I used to use crossband repeat all the time, and I just used to put up with having to wait to get in and sometimes not even being able to get in. I'll try that, but just exercising the repeater a little bit and trying to figure out if it's worth it, if I should add more of a squelch tail to it or not. I'm not in a position to – I can't log in and change it on the fly like I will be able to in the future. Right now it takes a trip up to – the mountain to do that, and then I have to get other people involved, and it's inconvenient for everybody. I'm working on a way with a Wi-Fi extender, which I'm using right now to talk to you, just to see how quick it responds. Working on a way to be able to go up there and not even have to get into the site. I can just park close to the site and get into it and configure it until we can get a internet connection up there.
It's, you know, if it's taking you as long as it is to tell you you can transmit, then you could lengthen the squelch tail just a teeny bit. I don't know what a teeny bit would be. Half second, second, I don't know. But anyway, I mean, I guess I've been talking on this computer since, I guess, 83, and I'm just used to a long squelch tail. But I bet some people are, you know, that like to just ker-chunk the repeater all day long, see if they can hit it, and they don't even throw out their call. I bet they think they're not even hitting it now. The squelch tail is so short.
Does that distinction? So you don't even know if you're ker-chunking it or not. You are absolutely right. That is another benefit. So there's three benefits: EchoLink, crossband repeat, and Kerchunkers. The way the Swedish get away, they solve that Kerchunking problem, because for them, you have, when you key up and the ham radio operator out in the field turns on the repeater when they want to use it, and they turn off the repeater when they're done with it. And the way, what that means is, when they turn it on, the transmitter on the mountain goes into transmit mode, and the receiver is listening, and it doesn't come down until somebody turns it off. So there could be like a 10-second delay between two people talking, and the transmitter never shuts off. Well, you can't ka-chunk it when you're doing that. So the members in the area are given the key. It's either a DTMF tone, or it's a 1750 burst, or something like that. There's various keys lined up, and you let go, and that turns it on. And it stays on for like 10 minutes or longer if you continue to use it. So they've solved the problem with ka-chunking, but I don't think we would be used to turning it on and it stays on for 10 minutes. Plus, that would mean that crossband repeaters and EchoLink couldn't get in until we get EchoLink up on the mountain. So it's all give and take. W4DJW.
Well, is it DMR or is it some other mode that it gives you the transmitter's person you're listening to and talking with, gives you their longitude, latitude, and all that stuff. And I don't know if it gives you their call. I would imagine it does. And it gives you a bunch of information when they transmit. So I don't know if that would be any help or not.
I don't know that they do the when you key up the repeater and what the definition of on means. I don't think that's for digital mobile radio or digital radio Mondale. I don't think that makes any difference. But you're right. They do transmit coordinates and call sign digitally while they're talking. I don't know if it's before they start talking. I used to know that, but I've forgotten how that works. But I do know that comes into play. They also use that information to figure out which repeaters need to respond to you as you're moving about from city to city, which is another good benefit to that. That's something we'll get. They're working on that. We'll get the benefits to do that. Now, we won't get all of the digital information coming in from people keying up, but you don't have to have that. You don't necessarily have to have it in order to implement something very similar. Talk groups, I think, is what they call those things.
I noticed that the police cars have these little stubby antennas. I mean, they're about as big as your thumb. And I'm assuming that's digital because when we lived in North Cliff and Traverse Rest, had a police officer, city police officer, TR, and he had one of those antennas. I asked him what it was, you know, what kind of radio it was, and he said it was digital. So I just assume when I see that on a police car that that's what it is. I don't know what the benefits are for them. For CPA.
This is Jerry Damon. I was, that's a 800 megahertz system that the public service people use, and it has talk groups, it runs through multiple sites, some of them simulcast the same signal through five or six tower sites sometimes. It's a pretty complicated system, and they use talk groups, and you can ID from that and that sort of thing. This kind of, I think it's like an APCO 25 or something like that is what a lot of people use there. There's actually some ham access. I think there are a few repeaters in the area that have that same type of access for some of the ham repeaters, but I don't know for sure. But that's just what Dave was saying earlier about the crossband repeat. That's something he and I had a discussion about the other night, and I wasn't real sure if that's something that was going to be addressed through this or not. It was there were some complications involved in it. We were discussing, Dave. I didn't know if that was the same type of thing we talked about or not in 4DJC.
I just found it interesting. So they don't this system doesn't use trunking.
Trunk system. I mean, what the police use is truck, but now the other one is called APCO 25, and I'm supposing it's a similar situation, but it doesn't use trunking. I don't think I'm not that familiar with it. I just know some of them have that. Some of them actually have that feature, and they use a. It's kind of like a simplex version, I think, of some of the police radios, but I'm not sure whether it's standard. You know, they can do that same type system down in lower bands too, rather than 800. So I'm not really sure what I was involved in. I'm just not familiar enough with it. I just heard some people talk about it and using like a commercial type radio and being able to get into it. But as I said, I just don't know enough about it to be able to comment on it with any amount of intelligence. But it is interesting because it is a digital mode but it can be on several different bands. But what the police use is trunk system. So M4DJC.
Well, Dave's in there too. W4DJW. I guess you heard him. Well, when I worked for the county, I worked on their police cars and ambulances when back in the 90 through 95. Worked exactly 5 years, almost to the day, and they were complaining about places in the, especially on the outskirts of Greenville County, because Greenville County is huge, and that they were having. They were having trouble, you know, hitting the repeater and or repeaters or whatever they had back then. I just remember them talking about it because a lot of them liked to stay with their car when you were servicing it. And, you know, I got to know a lot of the guys, just the officers, and really enjoyed talking to them. And some of them tell you some of their stories. And in fact, I got right just a few days after I left there, I got pulled over by one of them, and back then you got out of your car, and I got out of my car with my license and everything, and he goes, put that away, David, like that. And I didn't even look up to see who it was one of the county deputies that I knew, and I was speeding, so he was pulling me over to give me a speeding ticket. But anyway.
Okay, I think I doubled with Jerry a little bit there, but it looks like I've got it now. But so I don't know exactly what everything that he was saying, but that is kind of a good sign that Echolink can now double with somebody else. I think I had the weaker signals. He was probably getting in, so David, you can let me know if I was coming in at the same time that he was coming in. But my understanding of that digital trunk tracking is that when you key up, you talk on the frequency that you're on, but when you unkey, it sends out a message to all of the other radios to hop to the next frequency. And I don't know if they're doing any spread spectrum with that or not, but I do know that they keep changing frequencies constantly, and that's why you have to have that module in your scanner that follows it, because it listens to what frequency to go to, and it changes frequency, which is very much unlike the digital mobile radio, which what it does is it transmits on the same frequency but at different time slots. So they might transmit for 20 milliseconds and then they turn off their transmitter and they wait 20 milliseconds. And then they'll transmit another 20 milliseconds and then they'll let off and go idle for 20 milliseconds. And that's so fast that we can't detect it. But what that enables them to do is on one frequency, they can have two transmissions going on at the same time, and depending on which time slot you're in, you hear one or the other. You don't hear the other one. So I don't think they're the same thing, David. I think they're different. But you might comment on whether or not you could hear me doubling with Jerry or not. That'll be interesting, because I did get the transmit button, and I keyed up with him. So that'll be interesting to see how that turned out. That'd be for DJW.
I didn't notice that if you did, maybe somebody else did. If they did, they could jump in there and say something, but I didn't notice it.
DG? What's my friend? The only thing I hear was him.
Dave, if you were transmitting, Dave, we didn't get your last.
Okay, got freaking in there too. I'm not sure. But anyway, it does sound like it's working better than it was working before. But is that somewhat what Jerry was saying? Because I didn't hear what he was saying. I was talking at the same time he was, and I think he went out of that double.
Kevin, and repeat what you just said.
I heard the other guy key up, but when Dave keyed up, Echo Link took over. All I could hear was Dave. I didn't hear the other guy. But no, you were talking about the squirrel's tail a while ago that you was, you was checking it out, with the Echo Link and all that. As of right now, Dave, if I was you, I'd just leave the squirrel's tail where it's at because I think it's working real good because I've been listening to your transmissions coming down the road. And, I mean, other than maybe, a couple, not even seconds, in between the keys, I mean, I can tell you on Echo Link, but if somebody didn't know about Echo Link, they would never know you even own it, other than that beep in the background when you come off. But I think the delay is in that app, in the Echo Link app, because it takes a few seconds for it to come up on the screen for you to touch and start talking. But I don't think that's in the repeater. I think if that app would work a little bit faster, I would think Echo Link would be just like RF signal out here.
Good feedback, Kevin. That's good. And I'm watching. I've got a press bar on my screen on my computer that I can watch to see if somebody else is talking, and I'm not making it in. So I wasn't paying attention to that before. But that's good information that there's not much time difference between Echo Link and everybody else, because before with Echo Link, everybody had to be patient when somebody was talking. And now what that means is you can talk on Echo Link and you're not inconveniencing anybody else by having that long delay so that they can key up. All right. I'm going to try cross the key to see what that does. But anyway, I've got to get I got to get something to eat. I'm off work now, so time for me to go scrunch up something to eat. But appreciate the feedback, Kevin, and you too, David, and you as well, Jerry, W4DJW.
I got C73s myself. I've got the pony in the garage, in the barn, and I haven't seen my wife all day, so I guess I better go inside and say hello. Anyway, 73s, enjoy the QSO. Dave, Kevin, and Jerry. 73s, KB4CBA.
Well, you have a good one, Dave, and David. And we'll holler back at y'all in a little bit. But yeah, I just wanted to tell you, I've been monitoring y'all since I've left 290, and there hadn't been nothing changed. But Echo Link, it's working fine. Like I said, I just think that the app is not, not as fast as it needs to be as far as the on the phone feature. But if the app would work faster, I think it would do just like the RF signal out here. But I'll say 73s to you and let you get you a bite to eat, and I'll be monitoring.
Hey, good evening, guys. That's interesting. And the Echo Link sounded pretty good to me. It didn't sound like it had much delay like it usually does, and I don't think squirrel's tail would be much of an issue. Well, I'll let you guys get back to whatever you're doing and talk to you a little bit later on. In 4DJC, clear.
FLA, in 4DJC, I think you said. Yeah, in 4UBG, 73s. I'll be monitoring.
Now, may I call W4AKG, see if he's on W4FCM. It's W4FCM, standing by. W4FCM, AK, you on tonight? I guess not. W4FCM,